The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hi, everybody. Wait, let me get up a minute. One second. Yeah, I listen to Nicole Sandler. Is it time for the Nicole Sandler show? I forgot to turn the computer on. Let me just walk over here and I'll boot up my computer because I don't want... Oh, crap, never mind, it's okay, I got another one. Leave it there, the cat will get it. Got a little tune here, a little song to sing for you. That Nicole, she does something. She's really there and does things. Nicole Sandler
Show.
What?
That's Boca's takeoff on the Chris Isaac open. That's Boca's impression of Chris Isaac doing a song for me. And I find it kind of humorous. By the way, if you're wondering about the disclaimer today, this one that goes like this.
The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Nobody asked me about it, but, you know, it was my birthday almost 2 months ago now. And Allison, my daughter, brought me balloons. And so there was a balloon in this studio for about a month. And I finally got sick of it, but it was still... you know, floating around up on the ceiling. So I thought, I can't waste good helium. So I inhaled it and I recorded a few versions of the disclaimer in the helium voice. I've got others somewhere. sometimes I just amuse myself. So there you go. It is Tuesday. It is the final Tuesday of 2021. And to that I say, fuck yeah. Because think back to where we were last year at this time. We couldn't wait for 2020 to end, thinking this is the worst year ever. And what a waste. I mean, I remember as a kid thinking of how old I would be when 2020 arrived and thinking I'll never get there. Of course, I did, and it did. And 2021 was almost as bad. The only difference, the only reason the 2021 isn't quite as bad as 2020 was, is because the orange idiot is not in the Oval Office. But, you know, he left a lasting legacy, unfortunately, and we're still dealing with that. So I'm just ready for it all to be over, like all of it. So I don't know. 2022, is it going to be any better? I don't know. It might be for our friend Laffy because she's, she'll tell you. In fact, let's not waste another moment. Let's bring the laughster in because she's got stuff to tell us about today. Uh-oh. Oh, I see. I have the wrong thing up.
If the news gives you the blues, here's the perfect place to go. It's Tuesdays with
Carla
on the Nicole Sandler Show.
Oh, and there she is. She's coming. I promised. There she is. Hi, Laffy.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm much better than I was last time I was on.
Yes.
I'm really happy.
Yes.
I'm really ecstatic.
Yeah.
I'm much calmer.
You Why? Are. You seem a bit at peace, almost.
I'm almost at peace. Well,
almost.
I'm semi at peace.
You've got peace on the horizon.
I've got a piece of peace.
Yes. Okay.
It sounds like a piece of pie, only it doesn't taste good. But
okay.
It sounds good. We got accepted as permanent residents to Canada last week.
Whoa. Congratulations. And I, you know, that deserves a round of applause because I know what a long, drawn-out, pain-in-the-ass process it was. And you know what it reminds me of? My adoption.
Yes.
What I had to go through to adopt Allison, an international thing, and tons of paperwork, and it went on for me for 18 months. Yours is going on 3 years.
Yeah, it's been about 3 years from start to finish. It was a little over 2 years from the time we actually submitted all the documents that we had to get together. So it took a year of preparation or, you know, several months, and then wait and wait and wait. And then we were told it was going to be 30 months. Oh. And then we were told it was going to be 36 months because of COVID.
Yeah.
And then we got word that it was going to be now. And we said, what? And they said, yes, they're processing you now. And it was only 2 years, a little over 2 years. And we said, whoa, you know, and that, like, we didn't know what to think, because there's a lot of unfinished things here that we need to tend to, which, you know, we'll get into later. But, and then once we submitted everything, he said, okay, it'll take about 2 to 4 months before they get back to you with an answer.
Right.
We said, okay. It took about a day.
Wow.
I mean, it's wild. Like, they looked at our application. Yeah, okay, next. You know, like, oh, we were fooling with you. You're always going to get in. Nee, nee, nee. And the thing is, though, we were not likely candidates at all because of our ages. That was basically why. If we were a lot younger and we had the same applications, would have been a piece of cake. I wouldn't have worried about it too much. But because we're so old, and we are, I mean, as I said I said on the Twitters today, I actually, you know, came out and said I'm over 65, well over 65.
Wow. You don't look it. I mean, I know how old you are,
thanks.
But yeah, I would never, you know, age is so relative. It's just such a thing. You are what you feel, whatever.
Well, yeah. Well, I feel like shit sometimes, but okay, that's another story.
Don't we all?
But yeah, so, you know, we the funny thing is, we had gotten the way our immigration attorney works is, he sends these videos instead of writing us emails. He emails videos, and then he can literally, you know, explain word for word what he's trying to say, and he'll go down our email word for word, and he'll address everything we've asked him. You know,
cool.
And so it's really a good system. So he was out of town. He's on the vacation in the Caribbean. And so his assistant notified us that he needed some stuff from us. And his assistant has a very thick accent of some kind. And he slipped in something about permanent residency, but it sounded just like we just needed to submit some more stuff. And we were like, oh, all right. And then Ian, our lawyer, the next day emails us and says, look, I'm in the Caribbean. I never do this. But my God, you guys, you have to know you got in. Maybe it wasn't clear. It didn't sound very clear in the video. So I'm telling you, yay. You know, and he was so sweet. So
Wow. We
are officially almost permanent residents of Canada. And now we have a whole new set of stuff to go through over the next year or so. I mean, it's just like endless. Like you were saying, it took 3 years to this point. It's going to take, like, you know, 4 years.
But so. you don't have to move lock, stock, and barrel. And in fact,
No. Your
father-in-law is living in California and he's old. He's not going to be able to go with you up to Canada. So you need to, you only have to be there for 2 out of the next 5 years.
Right. It starts where we have to go to Canada.
What the hell? What are you doing over there?
That's that's my text sound.
That's annoying.
Boing, boing, boing.
Oh, my God. I'd throw that against the wall in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, see, I come from a cartoon background,
yes.
So that's fun.
Boing,
boing, boing. Anyway, so we have to make a visit to Canada within the next 6 months.
Okay.
And so we had already planned on doing that. So we're doing that in June. And then once we are there for that visit, then the clock starts for the 2 years out of five.
Okay.
And the 2 years out of five can be any increment we want. So it can be 3 days here, 3 years, 1 minute, you know, it can be anything we want. But it does have to add up to 2 years within a five-year period, or they revoke our
residency
status.
Right.
Yeah. So what we're going to have to do, and as you said, father-in-law is down here. He lives around the corner from us. In a facility, in a beautiful, like, hotel type thing. And we could sponsor him, but he won't move because Mr. Laffey's sister is here and he doesn't want to leave her.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be willing to move with us, although it would be a hardship, but he would do it. So she can't because she's retired.
Not like, I mean, it sounds like, oh my God, you're moving to Canada, but it's, you know, it's not that far where you're looking at going from California.
No.
It's just,
no.
It's a little higher up than Washington State.
It's like like 20 miles. You know what I mean? Like if you were at the, it's nothing. Yeah. It's, it's right over the border. And so, yeah. So, but now there's a lot of stuff to do. Like we're, you know, like for example, finding a doctor in Canada, I have talked to you guys about this. It's really hard. They have a very serious shortage of doctors. And every, I think it's every July, they get a new crop. They get the graduates, you know. So it's a good time to look. But so because you can't find a regular doctor. So you go to a clinic and they're good, but you won't have the continuity, right. The personalized. Yeah. So that's a big hurdle.
So before you can move and your residency is established, you have to identify, this is my doctor.
No, it doesn't have to be.
Okay.
Oh, it
I
doesn't
gotcha.
Have to be until we move. Yeah. Be, like not before we move. That 6 month thing. We're cool. That whole 6 month thing. We're cool. It's once the clock starts ticking, then we need to do that. We need to get a social security number from, you know, what they call it something different. We have to get a bank account. We have to, you know, get a credit card or I don't know, all these things, that we have to do to show them that we live there.
Now, here's another question for you. Are there any requirements on the U.S. end that you have to keep up with in order to retain your citizenship, or you have to pay taxes still here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have to pay taxes. I don't know a lot about that yet because since our lawyer is on vacation, I can't ask him any of this
vacation?
Until like January.
Right.
He's on
that.
Yeah. Really. What's that? And then we also want to talk to our, you know, our accountant and find out how we handle certain things. So I'm useless when it comes to those questions. I'm sorry. I do know that we can still receive Social Security checks. We're citizens. We're
right.
U.S. citizens.
You're U.S. citizens. You're still going to vote. You'll just do absentee voting, obviously. And you know, it's not like you're going to be on another planet. You're going to be
right.
And I talk to people from Canada all the time. You can email. You can Zoom in. You can call. You can, you know, we can still talk.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I've been getting a little flack on Twitter for, well, you're leaving, you know,
right.
How dare you leave and not stay and fight the fight. Well, first of all, define fight.
Right.
Which I did. I asked one of my challengers to define fight. And you know what his definition was?
What?
Everything I'm doing right now. Behind my computer. Everything. So there is zero difference. Like if right now I were in Canada, you guys wouldn't know.
No.
I'd be doing the show from Canada.
Right. Just like, you know what?
Like Marcy.
Yesterday, Marcy Wheeler was on with me. In fact, I ran it on Brad's show yesterday. It's going to run here tomorrow because it was a great interview. But she's in Ireland. If
right.
I didn't tell you, you wouldn't know.
Exactly.
You wouldn't know.
That's exactly right. And I will still be, you know, if I want to post something, I still have my same computer. I will be using my same Twitter account. Nothing changes.
Right.
I will have a different location and I will probably have Canadian. Oh, I just made you really big. How did that happen?
I don't know. Nothing changed over here. Come on. You don't want to see my pores on my face up close?
I don't mind that, but I don't get to look at the chat room and
oh,
I don't
no.
know how to make this little of you. Maybe that's it.
Did you probably maximize the something? You need to now minimize it.
I don't know how.
Oh no! Do you see like two arrows in a corner or anything, or a big box?
No, I'm looking for my arrows. I don't know what I ran over, but
oh shit! You're on. It's the Zoom window.
Yeah.
Okay. Up in the corner where it says view, where you can change from speaker to gallery, exit full screen.
Ah, you're so smart. Oh, I just lost it.
Wait.
There we go. All right. There we are.
There
okay,
you
thank
go.
You.
Okay. So,
yeah. So, I mean, I love your face, but it was really big on my screen.
Please.
And my own face was too. Anyway. Yeah. So nothing will change in terms of that. And I'm tired of being challenged about that, about, you know,
but
my fighting.
Because so many people asked you about it, you wrote two blog posts that are up at laffysplace.com. You can get to it from there, or NicoleSandler.com, and you click on Laffy's Place. And you in the two-part post you wrote, one is why you decided to do this, and the other is how. And the same way, I mean, again, I'm sorry I keep bringing up the adoption, but that's the most involved thing I've ever done in my life. And it took many months and a lot of paperwork and things notarized and apostilled. Did you have to get them apostilled?
No.
Okay, well, you're lucky. The apostille
what is that?
Apostille is for international transactions, and it's basically an international notarization of a notary stamp. So they charge you $20 a pop form.
Got it.
And I had to do, dozens of them.
But I had to take my fingerprints again, and this time they worked.
Really?
I took them like four or five times.
Collagen.
About a year ago or
maybe
two,
if you shoot up your
ago.
Fingers with collagen, it'll.
They
fill
told it. Me to drink water.
Really?
Yeah, they said it puffs them out. But I don't know what did. I think it was because it was a brand new fingerprint machine, and the other ones were really old. But,
see, Laffy doesn't have fingerprints. She's a vampire. No, you do the thing. True. It's like you do the vampire. You do the vampire. You do the fingerprints, and it doesn't shows like flat, like you burned your fingers.
No. You see all the swirls. You see everything. But for some reason, they don't read well.
Huh.
And they said it's either they're worn over time. Although my kids have the same problem, and they're in their 30s. So they say this. It just sometimes they wear. Sometimes it's from dryness. Sometimes it's from I don't know what. It can be from anything. It's very common. But anyway, so we did that, and we had to have mugshots taken. I call them mugshots. They look just like mugshots. They're horrible. They're the worst ugly pictures you could find. I mean, if you never want to look at yourself again, look at the mugshot they have to take of you if you go somewhere. But I had to get that for the visa. And I mean, it was just all these, there's this one thing after another. So the first post I did was a political post, the why I'm leaving. Is basically a political post, and people really like that one. I mean, it got a lot of views and a lot of feedback. The second post is really for those who are just like, well, how do you do this?
Right.
Like, I want to do it. And all I can tell you is from my experience, which is completely different from anybody else's. If I move and I have, requirements that they, on our application, that's why I got a lawyer, because of our ages. Whereas my kids, they go to school up there, even though they have their master's and they have their careers. If they go to back to college for 1 year, they can apply for a work permit, get a work permit. And then if they get a job up there, they're as good as in.
Huh.
And they can avoid the point system.
So young people can do that. So if you're young and you look young enough and you will go back to school, it's got to be full time or part time is okay.
I think it's full time because I remember one of my kids saying he's not going to be able to do full time work if he does that.
Right.
And they were excited to do it. They were like, "Ooh, that'll be fun," And you can take any classes you want. You don't have to adhere to your field.
Huh.
So it is kind of fun. So they're going to go to a community college, so it'll be a little easier on them. I got really smart kids, but they already have their master's from universities, so they just want to get through this. And it'd probably be easier just to get in.
Sure. Oh, I would think so. And cheaper.
Yeah. You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
But they do get medical care. They have access to Canadian medical care by doing that. So we'll all have our medical care, which is nice.
Which is good. However, I hear the horror stories and I hear the wonderful success stories. I have a listener who in the last year moved to England.
Yeah.
And I just heard from her. I had done a pet portrait of her kitty. And she saw one of my stained glass that she likes, so that she wants. Yeah. So we were emailing back and forth last night, and she was telling me about the NHS, and she had a horrible experience. And she said, I need to get private insurance. Mm-hmm. I guess you do that. You supplement what you get.
You can do
with
either
private
and or,
right. But she said you had to. She had a terrible experience. So I guess,
Well, the hardest thing is getting a doctor. I have no idea what the experience will be like, but I will do whatever works. Down here, we have Writers Guild, and it covers everything.
Right.
I mean, it's the best insurance. I've never, my giving birth to twins was free because I had Screen Actors Guild and Writers Guild.
Oh, wow.
So they all overlapped. And ever since I stopped being an actress, just Writers Guild covered just about everything for almost nothing. So we're real happy with our healthcare here. It's going to actually be harder there.
Right.
But that's the big hurdle. And then I found out for me to ship my car is going to be $1,600 approximately.
Why wouldn't you just drive it up?
Because two reasons. One, mine's an electric car. We wouldn't have the chargers. But because we're going to drive up in Mr. Laffy's car.
I see.
With Hamilton.
Gotcha.
So so that's the thing. And, of course, finding an international mover that's reputable.
Oh, right.
you know, I'm doing all this research. I was telling you earlier that I made a 50-page file so far of all the research I've done of what I do from now on, not what I've done already.
Right.
But what I do from now on is 50 pages of stuff that, you know, it's a lot of repetition, but, so it is redundant, but still, you know, how to find this and how to do that. And where do I get this card?
It's a good thing. It'll keep your mind occupied and off the shit that's going on, you know,
yes,
in D.C. with the crazies.
I totally agree. Thank you for saying that, because I totally agree with that.
Yes.
And I'm actually fine with it. The only thing I'm worried about is getting a doctor. That's my fear, because I am very attached to my doctors. I go to a lot of doctors for a lot of tiny things that have to be tweaked, but nothing major at all, you know, like eye checks and things like that. And, so it's going to be hard for me to cultivate a whole new relationship, especially with a doctor that is going to be forced on me, basically.
Well, you know, it would be nice if you get up there and you meet people and they can refer you to their doctor. That's how you find it. That's how I always found doctors.
That's how you find one, but they have to accept you. They have to have room for you. So, yeah, if I get a referral and the doctor says, oh, yeah, I have room in my practice, I can take her, then we're good.
Right.
Then I'm happy, but you know, who knows? So anyway, that's just one of, I'm a worrier by nature. So that's one of my worries, but the rest of it,
you
I can deal with.
Worry? You?
Oh, never
would have known. All right. So before we forget, you asked me to bring the Flutterby in.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to tell you something. This thing has gotten so much attention that I'm thrilled because I really like it. And it did sell last night. So I need to ship it out, I'm going to pack it up tonight and send it off.
So tonight. What's the body made out of?
The body. Okay. So it is on a regular stretch canvas, right? A black canvas. So the canvas is painted black. So I start with a black background.
Yeah.
Then I drew the design of the Flutterby. And you know why I call them Flutterbys, right? Because
I kind of saw a tweet.
Butterfly makes no sense. It's a Flutterby. They flutter by, but butterfly, this has nothing to do with butter.
No.
So I've called them Flutterbys for years because it makes more sense. And
that's so cute.
Right. So this is Flutterby number one, because I will do more of it.
So what's the body?
Okay. So, well, I haven't told you about my I make this material. Okay. So this stuff, all these colors, uh-huh. I make these, I should have brought a sheet of it in. Remember when you were a kid and you'd put Elmer's glue on your hand and let it dry and you'd peel it off?
Oh, yeah.
That's the principle. So now they make clear glue, like Elmer's glue, but it's clear. So I have a big gallon jug of it. And then I got alcohol inks. You could do it with paint, but the inks give the really brilliant colors. And I mix up little cups of the glue with the ink. And then I spread it out on a sheet of a pane of glass and I let it dry for a couple of days. And then just like off your hand, you peel it off and it's like a sheet of vinyl that you can see through, right? And so I do it in all these different colors, right? Then I draw my design. I make a second copy of it. One, I put on, it's like on a cardstock, white. So I cut out the shapes in the white. And then I glue the what I call vinyl. It's not vinyl, but my material on top of the shapes. And then I put them in the picture. And then I put it's a lot of steps.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot of work.
And then you have to cut the edges of the vinyl once it's on the white.
No, on the white, right. And so I cut it to the shape of the thing. And then I glue it on. And then I outline.
What a pain in the ass.
It is. I glaze it with you know, glossy medium, acrylic medium. So I get the glossy look. So it is kind of stained glassy looking, right?
And so what's the body?
It's brown. So this is the material. Can you see it? This is like the, so
now I
it's
see
folded
it, yeah.
up there. And then I have a little tail hanging off of it and it's just rolled up. Can you see?
I get it.
It's rolled
That's
up.
Very, what a good idea to draw it out like that, to overlap it like that.
Yeah.
That
so, I mean, so
smart.
This is the very first one I did. So I think as I go along, like I've done all these, you know, faux stained glass things. Did I invent this technique? Yes, I did. I did. Just playing. again, because I like to keep busy. I can't just sit still. If I sit down in the living room with David to watch TV, I fall asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I need to do something. I multitask. And so I'm painting or I'm at the table and I'm doing these cutouts. And you should see what the living room, I've taken over the whole living room with all my stuff. I mean, and well, you've never been to my house. I'm a slob. You know what they say is a messy desk is the sign of a creative mind. Yes. I must be so creative because I'm
a creative person because I was an artist, you know, for years. I mean, like I made my living as an artist for years and a cartoonist and all kinds of things. And I'm very neat.
Are you? See, I'm not at all. And part of it is, you know, when I was I blame my mom. Love my mom, but she also was kind of messy. And I grew up with a housekeeper. We had a live-in. We lived in a three-bedroom apartment in New York. My parents had one. My older sister and I shared another one. And my younger sister shared with the housekeeper. She lived in and cleaned up after us. So I never got in the habit of picking up after myself. Aww. I just don't have that gene. I am domestically challenged. But that said, I'm a hell of a cook now. So I can cook.
Yes, you are.
I can paint. I can't. Yeah.
We made your veggie dish the other day. The very first recipe you gave me.
Oh, which one? Which one was it?
The one that you substituted coconut milk or whatever it was. And I don't use coconut milk.
Oh, the masala sauce, the tikka masala.
Yeah.
The Indian.
I think that was it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was so good. Oh my God. I love that stuff.
I have a new lasagna recipe that we've made. You know, we're eating vegan these days, but it's a lasagna with sweet potatoes and mushrooms and onions. Mm. And oh my God, it's so good. Mm. So, so good.
I'm so hungry.
Check this out. Bella Lagrisi in the YouTube chat room said, Nicole, I'm wondering how your faux stained glass art would look on a repurposed LED TV screen backlight. They're fairly inexpensive on eBay. Oh my God.
You're going to end up with this gigantic studio.
Can't do it.
With all this crap all over it.
David wants to talk about that I'm messy.
I am not the reason that she gets bored. I am as exciting as a human being can possibly be.
Can't you tell?
She's not a slob. She's a hoarder. She has things that have been here since she moved into the house more than 10 years ago that have not been moved or
used
or looked at or touched.
Maybe, yeah. Okay, you're done now?
Did you get that out of your system, David?
Yeah. All right.
You doing okay there? Oh my God.
But he's OCD. So, you know, we compliment each other beautifully.
Yeah,
I'm completely ADD. I have the adult ADD. I don't have the H part. I don't have the hyperactivity part. But I'm a flake. You know, when I was a kid,
I was going to ask you if you were ADD because
without a doubt. When I was a kid in school, I was a daydreamer. That's what they said, that I was always daydreaming. And I was out in La La Land somewhere. I'll never forget the end of fourth grade. I go home. Well, we went to we lived in this community in New York in Bayside, Queens. And there was a pool and tennis club down the street. My mother used to go and play cards. She played canasta like all the Jewish ladies.
Yeah.
And so I went over there, you know, as I always did after school. I'd walk over to the club. My mom would be playing cards and I'd go in. There was like a game room for the kids and a jukebox. And so I didn't even bother to go in and tell my mother. They didn't give me my report card because I didn't hand in my final project. And I was just a space cadet. And I tell you the funniest thing? Allison was exactly like me.
Really?
Not my biological daughter,
right?
But she had the same issues. But I navigated them better. You know, I always got B's and C's mostly, but without ever trying, without doing it. I mean, I was a lazy student. I was also not a good student. So go figure. It's the ADD. It is absolute.
Wow.
That's why I do three things at a time.
I was an A student, neat desk. Well, when I was a kid, I wasn't that neat.
Uh-huh.
But
shout out to
every 6 months or so, my mom would say, clean up your room. So I did this whole overhaul about every 6 months, and it was neat as a pin. I loved it. It was so cool to watch it all get neat. And then of course it would get all messy again. But you know, as I got older, I was never messy.
Wow. See, and I need someone, like I have a friend, Susan, who now lives in Boca, an old friend of mine from New York. My friend Eva, who is one of my oldest best friends in the world, who lives in Boston now. I need one of them to come over and sit with me. If you could see what my office looked like, what my studio, the whole floor is taken up with boxes and stuff. I have stuff.
That would drive me nuts.
And so, you know, the only way I do it is if I have someone sit with me and go through it. Do you need this? What do you want to do with this? And toss this, put this. I need someone to help me organize.
Did you ever see the HGTV show that where somebody, it was during COVID where they weren't doing anything on TV, you know? So they had the neat person sitting at her house directing the not neat couple. And she was an expert in organizing and cleanliness and all that stuff. And she would do just what you're saying. She would walk them through how to neaten up their house and then
organize.
They'd buy new stuff for organization. And then their room would look perfect and they'd be all excited. And she taught them how to be neat.
Yeah. Well, I've done that a few times and I'm good until it gradually gets back into its natural state. I could show you. Let's see how creative I can get here.
Uh-oh.
I have a camera on the other computer. Let's see if this is very embarrassing. Let me give it a minute till the camera fires up and then maybe I know I can. I can bring the picture in if the picture will show. I had this camera working before. Okay. Oh, there it is. Okay. So now I shouldn't do this. You guys are going to know who I am. All right. So let's see. Is this one? Yeah. All right. Hold on one second. I gotta close these other things so you can see this window. Oh my God.
Should I brace myself?
Well, if you're a neat freak, yeah, brace yourself because, all right, hold on. So, I made the window way too big. Let me close it a little bit so you can see the wonder of it all.
Is there anything alive coming out of
the boxes? No,
there's
nothing alive. I'll start by showing you. This is what I'm looking at as I do the show. So, it's okay, so here's my screen. There's my hand, right? Hello. Yeah. There's all my stuff. See, I have a very intricate studio setup. So, there's my board. There's you. Let's see if I can find you. Did you see you? Okay. So now I'm going to turn the other way. Uh-oh. Watch.
Uh-oh. Oh,
tapes. No. There's my desk.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, my God.
And then the floor. Yeah. So,
no.
Yeah. So this is my office. That's the floor.
I would die.
Yeah. You see? So.
But do you know, from looking at that, do you know where everything is, like right now?
Kind of. You kind of, sort of.
Because people do that. They have these piles of stuff, and then they know where things are.
Like, for instance, everything on... Oh, hold on. I went too far. On that desk, believe it or not, I know where things are there.
Yeah, that's
you would never
figured,
know
yeah.
it, but I do.
That would drive me
So this
crazy.
Is all my stuff.
God.
Yeah. So
I wish I could show you my desk.
But, box has all
part,
old tapes.
That's what my desk looks like.
And I've got stuff everywhere. So anyway, isn't that fun?
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I'm going to make us dizzy.
Should we release the birdies?
Yeah. Hold on. I got to do this before I can release the birdies.
You got to get back.
Yeah. I got to get us back. All right. All right. Phew. There's the tour of my studio.
Wow. That's something I wish I'd never seen. No, I'm just kidding. I don't care. Uh-huh. I've known worse. Believe me, I've known worse.
Creative mind alert. See, Bella gets it. Is that a Stream Deck? It is a Stream Deck. I have it. I don't like it, Sandy. So if you want it, let's talk. this is the Stream Deck. I got this thing because Paul, who was helping me for a little while, told me it's great. I don't like it. I don't use it. So
what is that?
It's supposed to streamline, you know, all the controls where you could just press a button and it'll make the board do the next thing.
Yes. That, no.
Yeah. It's just one more thing that I don't need. So
I'm with you there.
Yeah,
I am.
All right. Now I need to close that. Okay. So we are going to let loose the birdies. Yes.
The birdies.
The birdies. Okay. Here we go.
Welcome to my tweet spot.
Laffy, what are the Twitters all a Twitter about today?
Okay, well, get ready to throw up.
Wait, David's back. He's got to say something. What?
Okay.
You lie.
What
is it?
What?
There's hardly a day that goes by that you don't lose track of where something is or you can't find something.
Well, if it's my phone, and, you know, I lose my phone every 5 minutes.
The ultimate irony is my practice wife was the neat freak to beat all neat freaks. She wanted, if necessary, to be able to do surgery on the living room floor.
Oh, so that's a little extreme.
Everything in its place, and you know, don't let a speck of dust in the house. So I went from that to this. However, as I recently commented, I got an upgrade that's the equivalent of going from coach class to the space shuttle.
Oh, see, he knows the right words to say.
He does. He knows,
and
he's a very wise man.
And you know, I'm telling you, he's OCD. So, you know, he lived with his practice wife, as he calls her, for years, and everything had to be in its place and spotless, and in come Hurricane Nicole with my shit everywhere, and literally my shit is everywhere. This is just my office. One of these days I'll take you for a walk through the living room, which I have taken over to be my art studio.
Oh, well, that's different though. Art studios are allowed to be messy.
But it's our living room.
Well, okay. All right. Yep. I won't argue that.
Yep. So right, now, so, you know, so, and yes, by the way, to answer the question, yes, those are cassettes. And by the way, I went through them and I pulled out, I found cassettes from, you know, I used to work on the Mark and Brian show, which was a big radio show in LA. And I found a tape that was labeled Christmas Show 1991 Musical Performances. And sure enough, oh my God, I'm trying to look for, and see here, I can't find my list. The songs that were on there, it was, you know, Mel Torme singing the Christmas song, Kenny Loggins doing Celebrate Me Home, and they all did a song and a Christmas song. Mark Cohn doing Walking in Memphis, and this other baby song, it's a long story. Donny Osmond. I mean, these people, this was at the Palladium from 6 to 10 a.m., though it went to 11. These bands, all these artists came in and did this for us. They didn't get paid. And performed at 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, live on the radio and for the audience at the Palladium. Jack Palance that year read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. So I dubbed off that tape. And I uploaded it to this Mark and Brian room on the internet, and the people are all freaking out. So I've got all kinds of stuff like that in these boxes of tapes. So I need to get on dubbing them so I have them all, you know. So
that would be very wise of you.
Yeah. So they're not just here. Mark and Brian Christmas Show 91 Musical Highlights. So this is the shit that I have everywhere.
Good shit.
It is good shit.
You gotta have shit. It's gotta be good.
That's right. Good shit.
All right.
Okay.
Good shit.
Okay.
Good shit. All right. That'll be the name of this show. Good shit.
All right.
Gallup.
Gallup. Oh, yeah. Oh,
Gallup polls tweeted something.
Now, Gallup, let me just say, Gallup, for the last few years, Gallup used to be like the gold standard of polls.
Used to be. Keyword. Right.
And in recent years, they have not been. So I take this poll with a little grain of salt.
Or a big one.
Okay.
But we can still be really pissed at it together anyway.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so U.S. leader job approval ratings 2021.
Okay.
These are the, do you approve or disapprove of the way each of the following is handling their job?
Okay.
The top earner of points?
Yes.
Supreme Court Justice John Roberts with 60%.
What?
I know. Yeah. Big fat buzzer. Okay. Next down, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, 53%.
Oh my God. People don't even know what he does.
I know. He's still got 53%. Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, Dr. Anthony Fauci, gets 52%.
Okay, cool. That's considering all the attacks on him.
Yeah.
That's actually impressive.
Probably name recognition.
Right.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, 49%.
Really? Why?
Oh, okay. I guess we're Attorney General Merrick Garland, 49%. So he's tied with Blinken and Lincoln and Nod. House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy, 46%.
All right, wait a minute. What are you fucking kidding me?
Would I kid you about a thing like this? Okay, and getting less than him.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris, Vice President of the United States, 44%.
44%.
Chuck Schumer, 44%.
Oh, my God.
Joe Biden, 43% for Joe Biden.
Come on, man.
Nancy Pelosi, 40%.
Yeah.
And coming in at the very bottom, Mitch McConnell at 34%.
Well, that one I agree with. That right. definitely gets a ding.
It shouldn't be that high.
It should be much lower.
0%.
Wow. And who does it say who they polled to get these results?
Let's see. Yeah. Only she says, I'm not going to go through the whole thing.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Bottom line, maybe it says under bottom line. Robert says the only note. It's too long to go through.
Okay.
Sorry. But here's what Elie Mystal had to say about
yes.
it.
Yes. Oh, okay. Elie.
He said that feeling when you log on to Twitter on a Monday and are promptly reminded that your life's work has amounted to absolutely nothing. Okay, we're getting off that one now because that's so depressing. Bad trombone. Okay, totally off onto a different thing. LOL GOP, who we lured.
Yes.
He had a little trio of tweets, and his little trio goes like this.
Okay.
I'm pro pants. I just don't think I should be required to wear them inside Chuck E. Cheese.
What?
I'm pro seatbelt. Yes, I'm pro seatbelt. I just don't think automakers should be required to put them in cars.
Okay.
I'm pro life. I just don't think anyone should be allowed to do anything to prevent me from killing people with my spit.
Ew.
So he was making a point.
Yes, he was. I hear you.
That's called making a point.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to hear the question of the day?
Sure.
Okay. So this, I don't know where it came from. Some guy on TikTok, but he's bringing up a few important questions, actually. Here, I'm just going to play. We don't need to see his face. And maybe I'll bring him in if I can. But here's the questions. It says question of the day, but literally there are a few questions.
I'm always curious what exactly conservatives mean when they say they love America. Because you hate most of the people who live here. You hate the civil liberties afforded by the Constitution.
Yeah.
You hate the separation of church and state. You might claim to love its economy, but you hate all of the states that make up the largest parts of it. You hate the government. You hate people who are anti-government. You hate the rich because you think they're part of a conspiracy to fuck your kids. You hate the poor because you think they're lazy. You hate this country's natural beauty because it gets in the way of industry. You hate industry because it keeps giving jobs away to immigrants. You hate immigrants for taking things you feel entitled to. You hate liberals because you feel like they're too entitled. You hate government interference for getting in the way of big business. You hate big business for being too globalized. You hate globalism for taking jobs away from American workers. You hate American workers for unionizing and demanding better jobs. When you say you love America, what aspect of America are you actually talking about?
Ooh, good questions, right?
A long question.
Yeah, but perplexing kind of question.
Extremely perplexing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I would call that more of an accusation than a question because all of it was true. And then the GOP, which I shouldn't call them that anymore, they're the anti-democracy party or the insurrection party, hates everything except straight white Christian, fake Christian males. So,
but you know what? I'm wondering, is it just now or has it always been this way? So, you know, I'm wondering, now you're not going for citizenship in Canada, so you don't have to take like a Canadian history test or anything, right? Just the English test.
At least at this point, right.
But, you know, people who come to America have to they have to pass a citizenship test. And so there's a new song by this guy, Roy Zimmerman, who's sort of like, I'm drawing a blank now, a Mark Russell for today. He's really good, but he doesn't release songs very often, but he has a new one out that this is perfect for those looking for a little more information on our history. So let's just take a couple of minutes and listen to Roy Zimmerman, because this is good, and we can learn from it, too.
There's a big question. Sure. There's a question that faces the American electorate for this election, and that question is America ready?
Uh-oh. Is we ready?
And called his daughter Linda Bird. Richard Nixon lied and cheated and recorded every word. Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon and hit a golf ball that nailed a guy. Is America ready? Is America ready? Is America ready for a rich, white, straight, male, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant president? Jimmy Carter faced a crisis, watched a rescue, lost his cred. Ronald Reagan said that ketchup was a vegetable. Enough said. George the Elder gave us Dan Quayle, Clarence Thomas, and the phrase plausible deniability. Is America ready? Is America ready? Is America ready for a rich, white, straight, male, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant president? Every little bit of social progress has been written into U.S. law by the upright, uptight, rich white guy in authority. Only after it was bought and paid for and made impossible for him to ignore by the blood, sweat, and tears of women and or a minority. So is America ready for a woman president? Yes. Is America ready for a black president?
Yes.
Is America ready for a gay president? Buchanan, yes. Hello!
Buchanan, hello.
The media people! Howard Taft was so fat, he got stuck in a bathtub.
He did.
Smoked a stogie with an intern he came across. George the Lesser, what can I say that I haven't written 40 songs about already? This has only been a problem for a couple 132 years. Is America ready? Is America ready? Is America ready for a rich, white, straight, male, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant president? Are you ready, America? Are you ready for yet another rich, white, straight, male, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant president?
No. No.
Vote Huckabee.
Don't. So that is what's his name? Roy Zimmerman. RoyZimmerman.com. He has a new album out, and apparently that's on it. Is America Ready? I thought it was pretty cool.
It was.
Right. Very clever. He's good.
He had a good reaction from the audience.
Yes. All right.
Good for him. So good
little,
on him. Okay, now I've got a little run here.
Okay.
A little run of tweets about Cawthorn, Madison Cawthorn.
Oh, God. Okay.
Cawthorn. Madison.
Yes, Madison Cawthorn. I keep calling him Caulfield, which was the kid in Catcher in the Rye.
Right,
it's not
right.
It's not Madison Caulfield. It's Madison Cawthorn. He's,
right.
He's
and,
the
and I've got a fly Cretan buzzing me. And I call him Madison.
Madison.
Of Cawthorn. But anywho, he's, because I'm like so ready for, I don't know what. Anyway, Lindy Lee, who is, excuse me, a political commentator and a Joe Biden delegate.
Okay.
She said, she said, I was today years old when I learned that Madison
today
Cawthorn,
years old. Okay. Got, oh, sorry.
Today years old. I'm a little slow sometimes. Was recruited by an operative in St. Petersburg, Russia, who faked a CrossFit competition just to set him up with now soon to be ex-wife. He himself admitted all of this on video. Welcome to the GOP, government of Putin. And then she goes on to say, in a series of Instagram stories glorifying Russia, Madison Cawthorn and his friends referred to the Russian Federation, one of our country's greatest adversaries, as Mother Russia. The actual commies have the gall to call us commies. Irony is completely dead. So, oh, and then she says, I'm glad Cawthorn and his friends, Russia's useful idiots, are too stupid and careless to wipe all the evidence off of their Russian ties and adulation.
You know, right. the thing that's so weird about this is we just heard he's getting divorced after eight months of marriage to this woman.
This
so
about.
This is the woman. Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay. So then on to this guy named John Phipps, and he tweets, that feeling you admit you're divorcing your wife because she's a Russian honeypot, you were part of a Russian elicitation op, and you're frantically trying to save face, right, Representative Cawthorn?
Come on,
and then
man.
He goes on to be he goes on to say, to be clear, no, I do not think Cawthorn is a paid Russian asset. What I do think is he's a moronic, completely incompetent fucking dipshit who got ensnared in something an adult with a minimally functioning brain would have recognized.
And
as someone, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to check in with Keith. Keith, how do you describe Madison Cawthorn?
Asshole.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. And he says, as someone who's had a professional training, you don't need training to see what's happening here. You just needed common sense. And then going on from there, there is this little gnat that's bugging me.
I could tell it's been bugging you the whole time you've been here.
Yeah, it's just, Julia Davis, who I really like, she's a columnist with the Daily Beast. She said she specializes in Russia. She says, suddenly, Madison Cawthorn's Fox News clips praising Russia's military might and deriding America's capabilities are being broadcast on Russia's state TV. Perfect timing in light of his St. Petersburg story being so widely discussed in the United States. And then finally, Mrs. Betty Bowers said this about it. So fake patriot Madison Cawthorn, fake Naval Academy acceptee, met a fake wife at a fake casino after a fake trip to a fake democracy with a fake visa, and then married fake wife after a fake CrossFit competition conducted by a fake friend, met by fake coincidence and fake democracy. And then she has this little, she has like a meme that looks like a movie poster. And she says, coming soon to Lifetime, Madison Cawthorn starring in a tearjerker about a gullible photogenic fascist, a match made in Moscow, and the eternal bonds of God-ordained holy timeless matrimony that barely lasted a few months.
Oh, my God. I really want to know the backstory here. So he was set up with this girl, with a fake CrossFit competition to set him up with the girl. He marries her, and then 8 months later, they're divorcing.
Yeah.
There's got to be more to this story.
Oh, you know there is. You just got to know there is. Any whoosies. So that was interesting. That was like, it took over Twitter yesterday. Here's one. This is just a fun one. Somebody tweeted an excerpt from The Atlantic.
Yeah.
About Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, God. What now?
Let me get it. Okay, make you little and make this big. Donald Trump Jr. is both intensely unappealing and uninteresting. He combines in his person corruption, ineptitude, and banality. He is perpetually aggrieved, obsessed with trolling the left, a crude, one-dimensional figure who has done a remarkably good job of keeping from public view any redeeming qualities he might have.
He's good at that too. He's very good at that, keeping any redeeming qualities hidden from view. I don't think he has any redeeming qualities. But the kicker is he tweets and makes up, stories about Hunter Biden.
Oh, totally.
Does he not own a mirror? Does he not own a mirror? Now, I'm not saying Hunter Biden is, innocent of, I think he's the bad seed. He's the dark child in the Biden family. You know, Joe would rather have Beau here than Hunter.
Yeah.
So, but Hunter is not working in the White House. He's not working for Biden Enterprises. He's not a spokesman for the president. He's not any of those things. And
and he doesn't appear at insurrections. So
And he doesn't. That's right. Yep.
Harry Littman, he tweeted something over a Mark Elias tweet. Okay. Mark Elias is the one that won 60 plus cases against Trump over all those election challenges. Mark says, my prediction for 2022, before the midterm election, we will have a serious discussion about whether individual Republican House members are disqualified by Section 3 of the 14th Amendment from serving in Congress. We may even see litigation. Yes. And Harry Littman said, and if he's right, it's a 50% vote in the House, followed maybe by some court action, but not a two-thirds vote.
Ooh, yeah, as it should be. As it should be. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
You know, I know we're not a democracy. We're a republic, but we are American democracy. And the way democracies work is majority rules. The 60 votes or two thirds. I'm sorry.
I know. It drives me nuts.
I thought I was hitting the bullshit button. Hold on. here we go.
Bullshit.
That's what it is. It's bullshit. Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I never get sick of that one.
I know.
Okay, and finally, Mark Joseph Stern, who is a staff writer for Slate.
Yes.
He said, a scooplet from my piece today. This is just a little scooplet, but it's interesting. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Dick Durbin will abolish the blue slip tradition.
Yay.
If he feels it will be abused, that means Republicans cannot block Biden's district court nominees. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, and you know what? What's not, you know, the former guy, one thing he excelled at was praising himself, was taking a bow, was taking credit for everything that everybody else did. Now, Joe Biden, you know, I give him credit for being a little bit more humble. He just doesn't have the ease with the words. But, you know, he has gotten through more federal judges than any other president since Ronald Reagan.
In his first year,
which is a big deal, because what we were freaking out about is the number of judges that dumb shit and Mitch Turtle guy were pushing through. And, you know, we're still nowhere close to them, and they stole three Supreme Court seats.
It's like 40 versus 200.
Right. But at least for this period of time, this administration's
done
okay.
But now we have to, like, you know, keep the Senate.
Yeah.
You know.
I know.
Detail schmeetails. Hi, Canada. Anywho. Yeah. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's all my tweeties.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my bonus son, that would be David's son, works at a hotel in Phoenix.
Right. Yeah.
And it was one of the official hotels last weekend for the Turning Point USA conference that they had in Phoenix. And he's a bartender, and so he was around these people. Well, go figure. He tested positive for COVID because those people suck. So, and he was, believe it or not, three times vaccinated. So I thought we can go out with this song from our friend Lauren Mayer. It's called Three Times Vaccinated. You can sing along if you want.
These are the times that are giving us a whole lot of crap to get through. And now that we face this unending pandemic, there's something that we all must do. Get once, twice, three times vaccinated. Get your booster, please do. Once, twice, three times vaccinated. It's up to me and you.
Everybody sing.
Viruses mutate, but we'll find protection. Just follow the science, be smart. Then I can hold you and touch you, feel you, and etc. without staying 6 feet apart. If you're once, twice, three times vaccinated, show some courage and pluck.
Pluck? What's a pluck?
You'll be once, twice, three times vaccinated, 'cause you're not a schmuck. You're not a schmuck.
That's great.
All right. And on that note, this is our last Tuesday get together in 2021.
Yay!
Coming up.
Goodbye,
it's 2022. Predictions. Are things going to get any better?
No.
Fuck.
That's my prediction.
Fuck.
Well, maybe in some ways. I mean, not everything is going to be bad. I'm just very, very worried about our democracy. And that's what weighs on me.
I hear you.
And I don't anticipate that working out easily. So I'm a little tense.
You and me both. All right. Well, this is where we get serious. So, you know, the year is coming to a close. That's a good thing. We need to be rid of this. We move forward. And hopefully we overcome all the hardships. We overcome the crazies. The January 6th commission gets their shit together and things start settling down and the polling numbers get back to normal and all will be well by November of 2022.
I hope
this
so.
This is my wood laminate that I'm knocking. Ay, ay, ay. So, Laffy, I will see, so New Year's Eve is Friday night. Saturday morning, 12 midnight, that's when Eric Adams is the mayor of New York. Everything's changed there. So it's a new beginning. Let's just, you know, keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best. It's our wedding anniversary on Friday night.
That's right. Happy anniversary.
6 years ago, we got married on New Year's Eve, and I actually did a show that day, too. But I was on the air earlier. I was on at 3 back then, but, you know. So I'll be here Friday. We'll be here tomorrow. We'll have the interview with Marcy Wheeler. Thursday, Howie Klein will be here. And then Friday, we'll wrap it all up. I don't know what we'll do, but we'll do something. All right. So with that, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
I'll see you next year. See you next year.
Mwah.
Mwah. Next year, everybody. Well, Laffy, next year. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
So. Yeah.
All right. Laffy, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
It can't get worse.
Thank you for me. Right.
All right. All right. So I'm going to go. I'll leave you with the news, because even though there's really no news, I did a what's news. So it goes like this. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
If it were up to me, I'd take away the gun.
At least 4 people are dead following a series of shootings in the Denver area Monday night. The suspect is also dead. The shooter killed and injured people at a few different locations, including a business, a shopping area, and a hotel. Police pursued the suspect in a car chase during which the suspect disabled the police car. They exchanged gunfire, and an officer was wounded before the suspect was shot and killed. Law enforcement officials say there's no ongoing threat to the community and they have no known motive for the shootings. Just another day in America. The Justice Department has been doling out a surge of grants to help cities confront recent increases in violent crime. The department's Office of Justice Programs says that hundreds of communities and organizations are being awarded or are eligible to receive a share of $1.6 billion to support a wide range of public safety programs, including drug and gang task forces, domestic violence programs, treatment and correction programs, and other crime reduction efforts. How about getting guns off the streets? Just saying. Turning to COVID,
The CDC has now shortened the recommended times people should isolate when they've tested positive or have been exposed to COVID-19. The new recommendations? People only need to isolate for 5 days instead of 10 if they test positive but have no symptoms. And they must continue to wear a mask around others for at least 5 more days. People who were sick but whose symptoms are improving and don't have a fever can also leave the house after 5 days, as can those who were exposed to COVID-19 but are fully vaccinated. The CDC says the change is based on scientific evidence that most transmission occurs early in the disease, right before and after the onset of symptoms. And people who have received booster shots should wear masks for 10 days but don't need to isolate. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said these updates ensure people can safely continue their daily lives even as the Omicron variant spreads. Some encouraging news in a new study from scientists in South Africa. It indicates that the Omicron variant could displace the Delta variant that swept around the globe earlier this year. Reuters is reporting that the study shows that people who are infected with Omicron, especially those who are vaccinated, appear to develop better immunity to the Delta variant as well as Omicron. The results are consistent with Omicron displacing the Delta variant, since it can elicit immunity which neutralizes Delta, making reinfection with Delta less likely. So that could be really good news if, as some studies have shown, Omicron causes less severe disease. The scientists writing in this report, if so, then the incidence of COVID-19 severe disease would be reduced and the infection may shift to become less disruptive to individuals and society. One very optimistic professor at the Africa Health Research Institute, Alex Siegel, wrote, quote, if so, then the incidence of COVID-19 severe disease would be reduced and the infection may shift to become less disruptive to individuals and society. This will help push Delta out. Pretty optimistic. And here's the other side. The study only covered a small number of people and has not yet been peer reviewed. But we'll take the good news wherever we can get it these days. And that is encouraging, especially in the face of more madness. Airlines canceled more than 1,200 flights on Monday due to both winter storms and the coronavirus surge fueled by Omicron. These latest cancellations brought the total number of flights to, from, or within the U.S. to more than 4,000 since Christmas Eve on Friday. Delta, United, JetBlue, and American have said in recent days that they've had to trim their schedules due to staff shortages caused by the COVID surge. Dr. Fauci said that the U.S. should consider requiring vaccinations for air travel to encourage more people to get vaccinated and help slow infections. President Biden taking a bit of blame on Monday, conceding that although his administration has been working to increase the availability of over-the-counter at-home COVID-19 rapid tests, the efforts are, quote, clearly not enough. He held a virtual meeting with the National Governors Association to deal with the spike in cases fueled by Omicron. Biden told 25 governors that when he took office, there were no such tests available. He said there were almost 200 million kits available in December, but that's still insufficient to meet the demand as Omicron spread so rapidly. Biden said his recently announced plan for the government to purchase 500 million at-home test kits and distribute them free to Americans who request them should help. Should. In New York City, where Mayor Bill de Blasio is in his last week in office, he launched the nation's biggest vaccine mandate on private business. Under this policy, all employers in the city must verify that in-person workers have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. If in-person workers got the two-dose Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, they must provide proof that they got the second dose within 45 days. It wasn't immediately clear what de Blasio's successor, Mayor-elect Eric Adams, would do about the mandate. I guess we'll find out next week. Speaking of next week, when Congress does reconvene, we understand that the House Select Committee investigating January 6th will begin public hearings. Why? Well, it's time. They want to start sharing what they've learned. The committee has interviewed over 300 witnesses. They've issued more than 50 subpoenas and collected over 35,000 pages of records. So although we know the public hearings are coming, we're not sure exactly when, but we hear it'll be sometime this winter. So we got that to look forward to. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.